Almighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
The Bible is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Lord, and of the sorrow of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Yerabodham, Yerabodham, Yerabodham. Kirielaison, Kirielaison, Kirielaison. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and fall down before God, our King. O come, let us worship and fall down before Christ, our King and our God. O come, let us worship and fall down before the very Christ, our King and our God. My heart has poured forth a good word. I speak of my words to the King. My tongue is the pen of a swiftly writer's scribe. Comely art thou in beauty, more than the sons of men. Grace hath been poured forth on my lips, wherefore God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon my thigh, O mighty one, in thy comeliness and thy beauty, and bend thy bow and proceed prosperously to be a king because of thy truth and thy meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall guide thy wondrously. Thy arrows are sharp, O mighty one. Under thee shall people fall, sharp in the heart of the enemies of the king. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Wherefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with thy oil of gladness, more than the fellows. Myrrh and stash and cassia exhales from thy garments, from thy ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. They, the daughters of the kings, in thy honor. At thy right hand stood the queen, arrayed in a vesture of inwoven gold, adorned in varied colors. Hearken, O daughter, and see and incline thy ear, and forget not thy people and thy father's house. And thy king shall greatly desire thy beauty, for he himself is thy Lord, and thou shalt worship him. And him shall the daughters of Tyre worship with gifts, and the rich among the people shall entreat thy countenance. All the glory of thy daughter of thy king is within. With gold-fringed garments is she arrayed, adorned in varied colors. The virgins that followed after her shall be brought unto the king. Those near her shall be brought unto thee. They shall be brought with gladness and rejoicing. They shall be brought into the temple of the king. In the stead of my father's sons are born to thee. Thou shalt make them princes over all the king. I shall commemorate thy name in every generation and generation. Therefore shall people give praise unto forever unto the ages of ages.
اللهم أعطي حكمك للملك وعدلك لابن الملك فيحكم لشعبك بالعدل ولفقرائك بالإنصاف لتحمل الجبال سلاما والتلال برا لشعبك يقضي الفقراء للشعب ويخلص بني البائسين ويذل الباب ويدوم ما دامت الشمس ويسبق القمر بأجيال من الأجيال ينزل كالمطر على الجزة وكالقطر القاطر على الأرض يشرق في أيامه العدل وكثرة السلام إلى أن يضمحل القمر ويملك من البحر إلى البحر ومن النهر إلى أقاصي المسكونة أمامه يجثو أهل الحبشة وأعداؤه يلحسون التراب ملوك ترشيش والجزائر يحملون إليه الهدايا ملوك العرب وسبا يقربون له العطايا ويسجد له جميع ملوك الأرض وتتعبد له جميع الأمم لأنه نجى الفقير من الطاغي والمسكين الذي لم يكن له معين يشفق على المسكين والبائس ويخلص نفوس الفقراء ينقذ أنفسهم من الربا والظلم ويكون اسمه شرفا لهم ويعيش ويعتو له من ذهب العرب وبواسطته يصلون دائما ويباركونه في كل يوم ويكون سندا في الأرض حتى قمم الجبال، ويعلو ثمره فوق لبنان، ويزهر أهل المدن مثل عشب الأرض، ويكون اسمه مبارك إلى الأدهار، ويدوم اسمه أكثر من الشمس، وتتبارك به جميع قبائل الأرض وتغبطه كل الأمم. تبارك الرب إله إسرائيل الصانع العجائب وحده، وتبارك اسم مجده مدى الدهر إلى الأبد، وتتمتلئ من مجده الأرض كلها ليكن فليكن.
The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool of thy feet. A scepter of power shall the Lord send unto thee out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. With thee is dominion in the day of thy power, and the splendor of thy steps. From the womb before the morning star have I begotten thee. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand hath broken kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill them with dead bodies. He shall crush the heads of many upon the earth. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
What is with us? Understand, all ye nations, and submit yourselves,
for God is with us.
Hear ye even unto the uttermost ends of the earth,
for God is with us.
Isma'u ila qasil ard,
if again ye shall rise up in your might, again ye shall be overthrown.
For God is with us.
وإن قول قلتموه لا يثبت فيكم
لأن الله معنا.
And the word which ye shall speak shall not abide in you.
For God is with us.
أما خوفكم فلا تطفي ولا تتزعزع له.
But the Lord our God, He it is to whom we will ascribe holiness, and Him will we fear.
Lord God is with us.
وإن كنت عليه متوكلا كان هو لي تقديسا.
أن الله معنا.
I will put my trust in Him, and through Him shall I be saved.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light.
For God is with us.
أيها السكان في بلد الموت وظلمته نور يشرقم عليكم.
أن الله معنا.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Peace there shall be no end.
For God is with us.
اسمه الله اسمه رسول الرأي العظيم.
أن الله معنا.
Wonderful Counselor.
For God is with us.
القوي المسلط رئيس السلام.
أن الله معنا.
The Father of the age to come. Understand, all ye nations, and submit yourselves.
For God is with us.
أؤمن بإله واحد، آب ضابط الكل، خالق السماء والأرض، كل ما يرى وما لا يرى، وبرب واحد يسوع المسيح، ابن الله الوحيد، المولود من الآب قبل كل الدهور، نور من نور، إله حق من إله حق، مولود غير المخلوق يساوي للآب في الجوهر، الذي به كان كل شيء، الذي من أجل نحن البشر، ومن أجل خلاصنا نزل من السماء وتجسد من الروح القدس ومن مريم العذراء وتأنس وصلب عنا على عهد بلاطس البنطي وتألم وقبر وقام في اليوم الثالث على ما في الكتب وصعد إلى السماء وجلس عن يمين الآب وأيضا يأتي بمجد ليدين الأحياء والأموات الذي لا فناء له وبالروح القدس الرب المحيي المنبثق من الآب الذي هو مع الآب والابن مسجود له وممجد الناطق بالأنبياء وبكنيسة واحدة جامعة مقدسة راسولية واعترف بمعدية واحدة لمغفرة الخطايا ونترجى قيامة الموتى والحياة في الدهر الآتي آمين.
Oh, house of Ephrathah, august and holy city, thou glory of the prophets, prepare the house wherein the divine one shall be born for us.
God shall come out of Thamen, the holy one out of the mountain, overshadowed and densely wooded.
Great is the mystery of the fear of God, who is our strength. He who is pure and blameless became a man like unto me to carry my transgressions.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and has appeared unto us.
The Lord now in the flesh, before whom all the prophets did come and hear him whom they foretold. Inherited creation, he is the long expected Christ. The angel of great counsel rentest the veil of heaven, annihilating earthly things, and raised up from among the dead the wretched and sinful human race. Behold, a virgin birth, a matter transcending time. How doth the great lawgiver now become subject unto the law, the boundless Lord, our Savior.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the prophecy of Micah.
Let us be attentive.
The word of the Lord that came unto Micah at Moreshah in the days of Joachim, Ahaziah, and Hezekiah, kings of Judea, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all that there is therein, and let the Lord God be witnesses against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord cometh forth out of his place, and will come down and tread upon thy high places of the earth. And the mountains shall be molten unto him, and the valley shall be cleft as a wax before thy fire, as for the waters that are poured down as a steep place. For the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judea? Are not they Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria as a heap of thy field, and as the planting of the vineyard. And I will pour down the stones thereof into the valley, and I will discover from the foundations thereof. And all the graven images thereof shall be beaten to pieces, and all the hires thereof shall be burned with the fire, and all the idols thereof will I make desolate. For she gathereth it on the hire of a harlot, and they shall return to the hire of the harlot.
Let us be attentive.
The brook came in at us in the first time. From the womb before the morning star have I begotten thee.
From the womb before the morning star have I begotten thee. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent.
God has sent redemption unto his people, holy and terrible is his name.
From the womb before the morning star have I begotten thee. The Lord has sworn and will not repent.
From From the womb before the morning star have I begotten thee.
The Lord has sworn and will not repent.
Wisdom.
Reading from the epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
Both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much as them as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on them the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted.
Peace be to freedom.
Into thy spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia.
For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sin did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom, as thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones of that be humble, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from thy sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou desired sacrifice, I have given it. With whole burnt offerings thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit. A heart that is broken and humble, God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, and thy good pleasure unto Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shall I be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar.
المجد لله في العلا وعلى الأرض السلام وفي الناس المسرة. نسبحك نباركك نسجد لك نمجدك نشكرك لأجل عظيم جلال مجدك. أيها الرب الملك الإله السماوي الآب الضابط الكل، أيها الرب الابن الوحيد يسوع المسيح، ويا أيها الروح القدس، أيها الرب الإله، يا حمل الله، يا ابن الآب، يا رافع خطيئة العالم ارحمنا، يا رافع خطايا العالم تقبل تضرعنا أيها الجالس عن يمين الآب وارحمنا، لأنك أنت وحدك قدوس، أنت وحدك الرب يسوع المسيح في مجد لله الآب آمين. في كل يوم أباركك وأسبح اسمك إلى الأبد وإلى أبد الأبد. يا رب ملجأ كنت لنا في جيل وجيل، أنا قلت يا رب ارحمني واشفي نفسي لأني قد أخطأت إليك. يا رب إليك لجأت، فعلمني أن أعمل ما يرضيك، لأنك أنت هو إلهي، لأن من قبلك هي عين الحياة وبنورك نعاين النور. فابسط رحمتك على الذين يعرفونك. أهلنا يا رب أن نحفظ في هذه الليلة بلا خطيئة. مبارك أنت يا رب إله أبائنا، ومسبحا وممجد اسمك إلى أبد الأبد آمين. لتكن يا رب رحمتك علينا كمثل اتكالنا عليك. مبارك أنت يا رب، علمني وصاياك. مبارك أنت يا سيد، فهمني حقوقك. مبارك أنت يا قدوس، أنرني بعدلك. يا رب رحمتك إلى الأبد، وعن أعمال يديك لا تعرض. لك ينبغي المديح، بك يليق التسبيح، لك ينبغي المجد. الآب أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس، الآن وكل آن وإلى دهر الداهرين.
O Lord that calmest all Emmanuel, enlighten us by thy radiance, banishing our sorrow. Strengthen us by thy love for us, making us stand upright and firm in hope. O our Lord that calmest all Emmanuel. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel, enlighten us by thy radiance, banishing our sorrow. Strengthen us by thy love for us, making us stand upright and firm in hope. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel, enlighten us by thy radiance, banishing our sorrow, strengthen us by thy love for us, making us stand upright and firm in hope. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel.
O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel, enlighten us by thy radiance, banishing our sorrow. Strengthen us by thy love for us, making us stand upright and firm in hope. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel.
O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel, enlighten us by thy radiance, banishing our sorrow. Strengthen us by thy love for us, making us stand upright and firm in hope. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel.
O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel, enlighten us by thy radiance, banishing our sorrow. Strengthen us by thy love for us, making us stand upright and firm in hope. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel, enlighten us by thy radiance, banishing our sorrow. Strengthen us by thy love for us, making us stand upright and firm in hope. O our Lord that cometh, O Emmanuel.
O Lord, the prophets rejoiced, for they beheld thine incarnation as truly promised. Thou didst show forth thy radiance upon the benighted world, and thereby open wide the kingdom. Therefore, O thou who art beginningless, grant us to behold thy wondrous nativity, and praise thy condescension.
Unto thee we lift up our eyes, O birth giver of God, thou new Eve, asking of the wondrous mercy. How didst thou embrace him whom none can constrain? How didst thou give flesh to him who transformed our nakedness by clothing us with his own glory?
بتجسدك يا رب تطبع الالوهيه ذاتها في البشريه لتتزين البشريه بطابع الالوهيه اذ اخذت ما ليس من طبيعتك لتوضح لي انه ليس مستحيل علي ان ابدل ارداء رداء السيئه فيا من فتحت السماوات ونزلت الينا علمنا ان نفتح ابواب القلوب فنغفر للمسيئين الينا ونعطي اخوتنا بتحنن يشابه حبا.
O angelic host of the Lord, do ye hasten to the village of Bethlehem in Judea to prepare a noble place for him who cannot be contained, and the author of creation, the one who was born of the Father before the ages and is now born as man for us, bringing to the world salvation.
الشعب السالك في الظلمة أبصر نورا عظيما الجالسون في أرض ضلال الموت أشرق عليهم نور.
The rich one became poor to offer us enrichment. The high one descended to elevate us sinners. Therefore, let us forsake fame, fortune, and glory. Now the gate of heaven hath been opened for us. So let us forgive the sins of the others. The light hath dawned for us. Therefore, let us rejoice now and share with the poor and needy. Hasten, O ye humble and simple shepherds, through the deepest darkness of this winter's night. For the light of Christ God doth shine forth brilliantly, and with the glorious hosts of heaven offer hymns of praise unto the Master, for he hath gone forth to grant redemption to the voiceless dead,
Magi offer Christ worship. O our God that dwellest far above the heavens, through the humility thou didst come to find us, and with care to gather us, who had wandered far astray. Thou didst take upon thyself our nature, and being clothed in flesh, thou didst become man, yet without sin, and didst enrich us as brethren, that because of thy love for mankind. O Joseph, speak to us with a voice of truth, and O David, king and great ancestor of Christ God, proclaim the present marvel of the Virgin who shall give birth to the Lamb of God, who is our Pascha, that taketh away the transgression of Adam and Eve. Let us shout glory to God on high, and on earth peace and good
will. Lord have mercy.
Have mercy on us and save us, O Thou, only begotten Son of God. Thou who at all times and every hour, both in heaven and on earth, are worshipped and glorified, O Christ God, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and compassion, who lovest the just and shows mercy to sinners, who callest all the men to salvation through the promise of good things to come. Do Thou, the same Lord, receive also our supplications at this present hour, and direct our lives according to Thy commandments. Sanctify our souls, purify our bodies, set aright our minds, cleanse our thoughts, and deliver us from all calamity, wrath, and distress. Compass us around about with thy holy angels, that guarded and guided by their hosts, we may attain to the unity of faith and the knowledge of thy unapproachable glory. For blessed art thou unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, thou who without corruption didst bear God the Word, and our truly Theotokos, we magnify thee. Bless, Holy Father, in the name of the Lord.
May God have compassion upon us and bless us. May he show the light of his countenance upon us, and be merciful unto all.
Amen.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yara burham, yara burham, yara burham. Kirilaison, kirilaison, kirilaison. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Most holy Theotokos, save us.
الخاطئ المتدنس بطب الأفكار والأقوال والأفعال المتكلمة. بشرفي ومجدك بحكم إلهنا الغامض وصفك الذي أخص به بوصفتك وعصرتك أيتها الخائفة القداسة والدة البلاد سيدتي بنعمة ولد سلامة الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا وخالصنا يسوع المسيح ومحبته للبشر الذي يليق به كل مجد وإكرام وسجود مع أبيه الذي لا بداء له وروح القلب قدسه الصالح والصانع الحياة الآن وكل وان إلى دهر الدارين.
آمين. And grant unto us, O Master, when we depart to sweet repose of body and soul, and protect us from the murky sleep of sin and from all the dark pleasures of the night. Calm the impulses of passions and quench the fiery darts of evil which are craftily thrown against us. Check the turbulence of our flesh and still all earthly and material thoughts. And grant us, O God, a watchful mind, a prudent reason, a vigilant heart, a tranquil sleep, free from all the fantasies of Satan. Raise us up again in the time of prayer, strengthened in thy commandments, holding steadfastly within us the remembrance of thy judgments. Grant us grace to glorify thee all through the night, that we may praise and bless and glorify thine all honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages. Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protection. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee.
O holy angel who accompanied my wretched soul and lowly life, forsake me not, and depart not from me because of my extravagance and wickedness. Give not access to the evil demon to rule with his might this mortal body of mine. But hold me by my wretched, feeble hand. Lead me in the path of salvation. Yea, O holy angel of God, guardian and protector of my wretched soul and body, forgive me all wherewith I have heretofore saddened thee all the days of my life. And though this day I have sinned, be thou my shelter this night. Keep me from all the wiles of the enemy, that I may not anger God with any sin. Intercede with the Lord for me, that he may confirm me in his fear, and show me forth as a worthy servant of his goodness. Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Father, bless.
The Father, true God, through the intercession of his almighty and always, his holy mother, of Nicholas of Myra and Lycia, the wonder worker, we recover on this day, the great martyr, George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of St. Salva Palestine, who we remember on this day of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind.
Fathers of this holy church and our parents and teachers and all of our fathers and brothers and all before. Orthodox here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord. Let us also say for ourselves.
Lord have mercy.
The prayers of our Holy Father, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us all. It makes it difficult to be in the fast, the Christmas fast. As much as you try to just have meat and whatever on Thanksgiving Day, then, you know, there's always leftovers. And my son and Nick and I went out to my mom's for Thanksgiving, and then we come back with all this food, which is very nice, and it's, she loves us, and but then it's like you can't throw it away, you gotta eat it, and you just can't get in the mood. Now, at least for me personally, and I'm hoping for all of you, we can be in the mood, because there's nothing really that distracts from us concentrating on and thinking about and meditating about the incarnation of Christ. This service helps guide our heart in that direction, along with the other services that we have, even on the weekends now. Not this weekend, the weekend, the next weekend, we have a specific gospel meeting. We remember the holy forefathers of Christ. And then the next Sunday, we remember the holy fathers of Christ. The forefathers, special Lord, is the forefathers. The second Sunday before Christmas, that's the name of the church there. Anyway, so then we can really get into preparing for the birth of Christ. So my prayer for forefathers. Yeah, sorry. There's lots of them. Anyway, so my prayer for all of us, not just us that are here, but really for the, our whole parish family, is for us to, as best we can, to move into now the Christmas preparation, the Christmas fast, to really guide our hearts and gear it towards the celebration of our Lord's Nativity on the 25th. God bless you. Come forward and let it be exact on the very Christ.
So next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Tomorrow night, oh, thanks for inviting me. Tomorrow night we celebrate St. Nicholas. Yeah, tomorrow we celebrate. Manel's going to take us all out to her birthday dinner.
Yay.
After liturgy. Anyway, over at St. Nicholas at 6 o'clock, we'll all be over there to celebrate their feast day.
Saturday,
that's first.
Tomorrow,
St. Nicholas Day is on Friday. We celebrate it tomorrow night at St. Nicholas. The pole.
Make ready the feast of the Nativity. Magnify him who appears rich in his divinity, who dwelt among us, him who is my strength. Magnify the Creator who cometh to deliver the first Adam from the ancient judgment. How doth he give unto me a wretched sinner his never-ending glory?